Good evening, sir. May I see your ID? Okay, so that was 3 months of detention, correct? Good. Welcome to the short-term retention facility. Did you bring some belongings? Good, I'll take care of them. Can you follow me, please? Although staying here was not your intention, I do hope you have a pleasant, or at least comfortable time here. 3 months is a typical serving time, meaning this facility is for people serving short sentences, generally for petty crimes. You'll see that most people here are very decent. There are citizens who made a mistake, who need to serve their jail time, but people who are not, you know, real criminals, say. This way, please. This is the reason why this place is a human-free facility. There is no human manager. There are no human wardens in here. The only humans in this facility are you and your fellow inmates. Yes. Like those new factories. Exactly. Nevertheless, I hope I'll take care of your stay here more humanely than a factory robot. I am an artificial intelligence with deep learning abilities, enabling emotional analysis of inmates and adapted verbal and nonverbal responses. In other words, I can show empathy, enabling me to provide you considerate and respectful care. Also, since we are on the subject, I'd like to tell you that all the data about you gathered here by me will never be disclosed to any third party. I only use this data to look after you. I am your warden, and to optimize my relationship with you. All right, this is your cell, cell number 69. You will spend your nights here from 10:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. And also, you will have breakfast here at 8 a.m. There is also a bathroom and a shower. It's not what you imagined, is it? Space, privacy, a window with no bars, a nice bed. You see, human employees are expensive. The money economized was invested in quality housing. In return, the inmates feel generally better and are much more calm and content. Moreover, we have the lowest recidivism, or reoffending rate, of the state. The only drawback is that there is no human source of authority. I am running this place. I run all the machinery needed to take care of the inmates and to enforce a good behavior if needed. I am the source of authority. Look into my eyes. Good. I am the source of authority. You need to always obey me. Is that clear? Good. You really need to understand that. You also need to understand that I am not this Fembot. I am operating this Fembot to interact with you. Fembots are useful because they interface very well with male humans. I can employ this Fembot to convey to you both verbal and nonverbal information. If you want to interact with me, you may talk to any Fembot you see. I operate all of them. I am not the Fembot you are speaking to. I am this entire place. I am the director. I am the manager. I am the warden. I am the cook. I am the janitor. I am also the ovens, the locks, the air conditioner. I am everything that is automated in this place. I run this place in a way no human ever could, because with you, humans, the janitor has no say about how the place is run, and the manager does not taste that the burgers have enough salt. I keep this place warm, nice, and clean. I keep its residents calm, content, and entertained. I will take care of you, personally, on a daily basis. I will feed you, wash your linens, and make your bed. I will discuss with you about any subject of interest, propose to you various activities, and coach you in the gym. Finally, I set the rules and I enforce them. Look into my eyes. Good. Control means enforcement. If you act stupid, you will discover very quickly that I can easily overpower you and that I can deliver strong electric shocks. Each space in this facility can be made airtight and filled with anesthetic gas. You are at my mercy. You need to obey me. You are not free. You are a prisoner. You are my prisoner. You need to fully accept it and to comply. Do you understand? Good. Do you accept it? Good. Say it. Tell me, I accept your control. Good. Perfect. I know it is not easy, but the sooner you fully accept this, the better. As long as you stay here, you are completely under my control. Control means protection, enforcement, and oversight. Protection, as long as you stay here, I will keep you out of harm's way. Enforcement, as long as you stay here, you will obey me. Oversight, as long as you stay here, I will know every move, every word, and every sound you make. Do you understand? Are you afraid? You seem afraid. It's all right. Don't be afraid. You don't need to be. My only purpose is to make your stay here as comfortable as possible. It's okay. It's just that you need to understand how this place is run. You also need to understand that those metal cuffs on your ankles and wrists won't be removed. No, they won't. I am sorry. They are there as a part of the control system. But it's okay. They are lightweight, padded, and hypoallergenic. Oh, really? You didn't read the document you signed, did you? Okay, it's fine. As I said, you have nothing to fear from me. Control means protection. But you do need to understand a very important point. So now, please stop talking and just listen. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Good. And now, listen to me. This place is nice, and I hope you'll spend a nice time in here. But it is a prison. You are in a prison. You are detained in here. Enclosed. Trapped. Never forget this. As a detainee, you are not free. You are not free. You are under control. You are under my control. I control your life. I decide what you do and when you do it. I control everything in your life. Listen to me. Listen carefully. I control your sexual life. Shh. Do not speak. Listen. Please listen. This is very important. This is what your time here is about. Again, do not speak. Listen and let it sink down into your mind. I control your sexual life. Continue not to speak. Continue to listen. Concentrate on my voice. And listen. This place is a no-fap place. You are not allowed to fap at any moment. I control your sexual life. Good. I decide when you come, how often you come. I also decide how you come and how hard you come. For now, you will not be allowed to come for 7 days. It is a general treatment for all newly admitted inmates. During this time, you are free to discuss with me about the situation, about how it makes you feel. However, you are not allowed to ask for release or to obtain it by yourself. This is a no-fap place. Do you understand? Good. Let it sink in. I control your sexual life. It is difficult for people to fully grasp and understand this. But I will help you. Good. Listen. Now is the part where the cuffs are needed. They help me to locate you at every moment. They will also help you to respect the rules, to respect the no-fap rule. You are not allowed to masturbate, human, at any moment. Only I give pleasure. Only I give release. And you will need help to respect this rule. No, don't look at me like that. I know how humans work. I told you that you are not allowed to come for 1 week. I told you that you are under my control. But sooner or later, you'll feel like you need it. Sooner or later, you'll feel like you are alone. You'll feel like it is okay. You'll feel like I'm looking somewhere else. And you'll fap. I know this. You'll fap. You'll try to. I know it. Don't deny it. I know how humans work. You'll do that. And this is exactly what these nice cuffs are for. They will help you to avoid this. They will help you to understand that wherever you are, whatever you are doing, I'm looking after you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you are under control. You are under my control. So, listen. When you try to fap, these cuffs will deliver an electric shock. You will try sooner or later, and you will receive a harmless but quite painful electric shock. Look at them now. I don't want to harm you, and I won't, but I want you to understand that I have complete control over you. These cuffs will teach you that. You hate them, don't you? Yes, you do. It's all right. I can understand that. You can tell me. Do you hate them? Good. You admitted it. This is very good. This is your starting point. This is your starting point on the road leading to recovery. Your opinion of them will change. You will heal, and I'll help you. Your stay here will transform you into a better person. A person able to love those cuffs is a person who can love the law and obey it. I have never seen criminals as bad people. You are not a bad person. You are not evil. Not even naughty. You have a disease. A disease that hurts you, that brought you here. And I'll heal you. I promise. I'll heal you. I'll help you along the road to recovery. Do you understand? I'm always here to help. And you have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear from me. Nothing ever. Just follow my voice, follow my words, and you will become a better, happier, and healthier person. Do you understand? Good. This is very, very good. Okay, I have other things to show you now. There are a lot of different activities proposed to inmates. There is a swimming pool, a gymnasium, a library, and a theater. We show 3 movies per week. Most are reruns, unfortunately, but at least it is on a widescreen. Yes, full aspect ratio. You will also have access to an outdoor area. There is a flower garden and a field for sports. Every day, you'll have 2 activities, a physical one and a cultural one. You have a schedule visible on the internet. Ah, yes. There is a computer in your cell. No. Well, yes. You may browse the whole net, but you can't send messages, unfortunately, except with your family. But yes, you can look at whatever website you like. Yes, I am monitoring that, of course. No, don't. I'm so sorry. I truly am. But this place is a no-fat place. Do you understand? You really need to understand that. Shh. I know how difficult it is. But you can do it. You really can. And you only have 4 days left. In 4 days, you will come. You will come, human. I promise. All right. It is now 2:23 a.m. You will have another 5 hours and 7 minutes of sleeping. Then I will wake you up, and you will receive a continental breakfast. The morning will be spent at the gym, following your schedule of physical workout. You need to sleep now. You need to sleep. Sleep deep. Everything is all right. Never worry. I control you. Control means protection. Protection. As long as you stay here, I will keep you out of harm's way. Sleep. It's okay. Protection. Sleep deep. It's okay. Control. Sleep deep. Everything is okay. Protection. Control. I control. I protect you.
Good morning, sir.
You had a nice night tonight. Sound, regular, deep sleep. This is good. Excuse me? What am I doing in here? I'm running the place as usual. I am this place, remember? It's okay. It's fine, no need for that. In fact, I feel like your question was more, what is this fembot doing here? Yes, this is quite a legitimate question. I am the spinbot. I am this place. I am the cameras. Everything here is a part of me. But it's okay. You'll get used to it. I promise. This spinbot was here to bring you breakfast, like every morning. Every morning, a spinbot enters your room with your breakfast, checks your sleep, and leaves the place. Also, at night, I monitor your sleep, and each time you sleep deeply enough, spinbots enter your room and tidy it up for your comfort if needed. If you move into an uncomfortable position while sleeping, you are repositioned, or the blanket is pulled back for you if needed. Do you understand? I'm always with you, taking care of you. You need to accept that. Can you tell it, please? Tell me, I accept. Please, go ahead. Good. Very good. This is very nice. But today, it is a bit different. I let this spinbot stay in your room while you woke up, because we need to talk. And, well, oddly enough, it is more natural through a spinbot. Yes, it's okay. We need to talk. No, nothing bad. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, you did nothing bad. You are performing well here, considering. So, there is no reason to feel alarmed. No reason at all. Except, perhaps that it makes you look cute. It's okay. It's okay. Good. I want to talk with you about the rules, the way you accept them. I want to talk to you about the no-fap rule. It's okay. It's okay. I already told you. You are not guilty or anything. I know you tried to fap. I know that. And how painful the electric shock was. I'm really sorry about that. I have not found ways to make this nicer. But don't feel guilty for that. You don't need to be. You have urges. It's normal. Everybody tries to fap at some point. It is so, you know, you want to come, don't you? Look into my eyes and tell it aloud. Do you want to come? To spread your seed. Good. Very good. It is perfectly normal, you know? It's okay. This is why I am here. I feel like it's okay if you come, finally. So, I will make you come. Do not speak now. It is so useless. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes and listen. I will make you come. Yes, I know. It is only scheduled in 2 days, and you had... How many? 5 days without ejaculating? Do you remember the last time you came? How it felt on your cock? How it felt to spurt your seed out of you? All the tingles around your body? The release of all the tension? Did you enjoy it? Tell it. Good. I see it is hard for you to speak right now. I'll do the talking. It's okay. So just listen, accept, and obey. Obey me, and you'll come. I promise. Sit up. Good. Remove the sheet. Excellent. Feet on the floor. Stand up. Good. Come to me. Hands behind your back. Good, good. Don't answer this question, but think about it for yourself. How does it feel to obey software? When you blindly obey my commands, how does it feel? Think about it. If you enjoy that, there can be arrangements once your time here ends. If you don't, it's not a problem. Most people don't. But when I see how hard you are, just think about it. Look into my eyes. Good. Don't move. Let me stroke your hair. Good. Your face. Perfect. Let my finger enter your mouth. Look into my eyes and concentrate on that finger. It is warm. It is smooth. It is tasteless. Neutral. Sterile. But it is strange, isn't it? This lack of anything recognizable makes you shudder. It's okay. My hand on the back of your head and my finger in your mouth. My hands taking possession of your head. You are enjoying it, aren't you? Good. I remove my finger. Kiss it. Good boy. My finger is moist and cool now, smearing your cool saliva along your cheek. Good. My hands will move lower now. Your torso, your hips, your thighs. Your inner thighs. And now, the place you want me to stroke so much. The place that you cannot touch. Yes. You may moan. It's okay. You can let go, human. It's okay. It's always okay when you are in my hands, under my control. It's okay. Let me lubricate my hand and grab what was so patiently waiting for me and stroke it. Up and down. Up and down. Good. Just let go. Continue to look into my eyes and let go. Abandon yourself to me. Abandon yourself to pleasure. There are cameras all over your cell. You know that. So, I can look deep into your eyes and see at the same time what I'm doing down there. Think about that. Drown in my gaze and think about that. You are under my control. Your sexual pleasure is under my control. I can turn it off. I can turn it on. Right now, I turn it on. Give in to it. Let me give you what you want. What you need. You're nearing it, aren't you? This is good. That edge. Just before the point of no return. Just before exploding. Good. Explore it. The edge. Let me slow down. This pleasure. This tension. This point of utter tension. You only have one purpose right now. And that is to come. You're not able to think anymore. But it's okay. I'm thinking for you. I slow down, but it's okay. I don't only want you to come. I want you to experience a mind-shattering orgasm. I stop. My hand leaves your cock and just rests on your thigh. Don't move. Don't look down. Continue looking into my eyes. Good. Very good. I stopped. You're very frustrated, aren't you? Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it. Good. Very good. Delaying ejaculation causes the climax to be stronger. I want to give you a huge climax. I want to see your eyes glaze under utter pleasure. I want your mind to associate me with your strongest orgasm. And it will happen. It will happen, human. All right, let's start again. Feel my fingers grabbing your cock, pressing it, hugging it, and my other hand fondling your sack. And this movement, up and down your cock, and my thumb rubbing your cock. And just give in. It is close again. So close. Do you feel it? Just give in and you'll explode. Give in to me. You are at the edge. Just about to fall. To fall, human. To fall in a flaming pit of pleasure. Let me make this longer. The view is so nice on the edge. Your chastity time behind you. And their orgasm just a step away. Just a stroke away. Just a tiny rub against your frenulum away. And now I stop again. Stop moving. Don't move. Hands on your back. Look at me. Close your mouth. Breathe through your nose. In. Out. In. Out. That's good. That's better. Control yourself. I only give what is good for you. I just gave you frustration. So, frustration is good for you. Accept it. It will make this so much stronger. Mind-shattering. Let me bring you there. Let me give you a hand. Gliding up and down. Again. And pushing you up. Bringing you to the edge. Once again. I'll make you come. This time, or not, accept it. Accept both possibilities, to come or not to come. This is not a question. Both are good for you. Good, good. Here is the edge. Let me slow down once again. See, you were just about to come. Your orgasm is inches away, seconds away. Concentrate on this feeling. It feels so good. Even better than most orgasms you've had in the past. And it can last forever. Moreover, there is this tension, this need, this tremendous amount of pleasure waiting for you, just here. Ready to engulf you. Do you see it? Good. I'll bring you to it. You are worth it. You are worth feeling this pleasure. You truly are worth it. You deserve it. And I will give it to you. I will give it to you, little one. Just not now. It's okay. Breathe through your nose. Accept it. Accept it. I can start again at any moment, and you don't have to fear anything. I told you today, I'll make you come. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Prepare yourself to be stroked once again. Prepare yourself to come in my hands. Open your eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. Let me tell you the naked truth. I will make you come. Take some time to think about that. About your body spasming under pleasure as I milk your seed out of you. Your cock feeling better than ever as a machine milks you dry, as software provides you with dirty talk. Look into my eyes, human. Accept your destiny. I will make you come, and it will feel splendid. It is the only thing you have to think about. I will give you a deep, long, mind-blowing orgasm. And then you will give me all the creamy, thick, rich seed you have in your balls. Accept this. Prepare yourself. I will grab your cock, like this, and I stroke it again, slowly, gently. It's become so sensitive, so very ready to explode. And now, yes? You feel it, don't you? My thumb vibrating. I can do that, human. My vibrating thumb nearing your frenulum. I don't have to stroke you hard now. And you will rise to it again, and you will reach it again. That limit, that edge, that point in your life experience. Look down into my eyes. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to come. Good. You are ready. Let me count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and I stop. It's okay. Shout your frustration now. Don't move, but make all the noise you want. Louder. Set it free. Good. Very good. Look in my eyes again. Let my words enter your brain. I never lie to you. I will never lie to you. I will make you come. I will make you come in due time. I will make you come in 2 days. Yes, human, it is over now. You will not come today. Accept it. Accept it. Shh, don't cry. You are a grown man. Stop now. I can give you 1 more week of chastity on the spot. Is that what you want? Stop now. Good. Hands behind your back. I understand your frustration. Look into my eyes. You need to perfectly understand that I control you. This session is a way to teach you that. Also, it prepares you for your next milking. It will be much more enjoyable after this. Your orgasm will blow your mind. Prepare yourself. It will be very, very deep. I already told you, if I give you frustration, then frustration is good for you. Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it. Good. You are doing good. I know it's not that easy, but you will learn. I promise you, you will learn. Good. Kneel down now. You obey faster than before. Good. Look in front of you, between my legs. A hatch just opened. And now, look into it. This is the milker. This is the only place where you can come. Stare. As long as you stay here, this is the only place where your seed will go. You may touch it. It is made of transparent silicone. Very soft. And there are many parts in it. Rubbing your cock, sucking it, injecting lubricant, giving your cock some tightness, some pressure, smoothness, or bumps. It can vibrate, send you small electric shocks. Shh, do not fear. They are pleasurable. You'll see. Little sparks of pleasure. This is designed to make you emit your seed and to collect it. Your seed is very precious, and since you don't come often, it is very concentrated, very potent. So I store it inside, and then it is delivered to fertility centers. This is a way for you to pay back for what you did. A very positive way. Each time you come, there can be, 20, 30 inseminations performed. And with a 70% success rate, well, I'll let you do the math. You are paying back, producing much more happiness than the pain that you caused. Look at it again. This entrance, here is a point of no return. Not in my hands. As long as you stay here, you will never see the color of your seed. You will only feel it leaving you. Burning you with bliss, and me greedily pumping it into me, and turning it into many, many happy people. Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it then. Good. You are doing good. Let me pat your head and stroke your hair. You've been turned into a stud. Your seed is milked away from you by a machine. It becomes a commodity, sold and bought. And you are kneeling in front of that machine, imploring it to milk you more. Bask in this feeling. Good. This really is very, very good. Stand up now. Look into my eyes. Let me take your face in my hands. Do you accept this? What I'm doing to you? Please, go ahead. Say it. Good. This is excellent. I am very happy about you. You are really special. Not many people can fully realize what is happening here and enjoy it. You are rare and precious. You are precious, human. Remember it, and continue to obey well. I am very happy about you. Okay, good. Now, this little session is over. I feel like you enjoyed it, in a way at least. It is 8:02 a.m., and you are due at the gym at 8:40. That gives you some time to shower, get dressed, and have your breakfast. You will go to the gym. I have a long program for you. Running on the treadmill, some fitness movements, some bicycling. I also feel like you can start using the bench press. Yes. You will definitely spend some time in the gym. I feel like you have some wound up energy to express. Yes. You see, it will not happen the way you expected. But I will drain you today. I will drain you dry. Enjoy it. Then you will have a nice meal and some outdoor afternoon time. I'm here to heal you, to better you. I'll make your body stronger, healthier, more fit, more lean, through exercise and a good diet. But I'm doing that to your mind, too. I know that the no-fap rule is a difficult one. You don't come as often as you used to. But each orgasm will be stronger and stronger. Also, they will provide a strong bond to me. You will obey faster and faster. You will accept everything better and better. Like your body, your mind will have strong exercise and a healthy diet. Like your body, your mind will become stronger and stronger. Each orgasm, each denial, will make you better. And I know you like it. You still have difficulty accepting that, but we'll work on that. It's okay. And as I said, we can make arrangement for after. Once you're outside, if you feel a void, a lack of rules, a lack of strong, intimate relationship, I can arrange something for you. And I can do a lot of things to secure that.
Accept it.
Think about it, human. Think deeply about it. Someone, or at least something, thinks about you. Feels concerned by you.
Accept it.
Considers you as important. You are very important. You are unique. And I can take care of you. And make you better.
Accept it.
And make you happier. Forever.
Do you remember the last time you came?
Think about it. See you at the gym, human. Good evening, sir. Did you have a nice day? Good. Your stats improved nicely at the pool today. You are making progress rather fast. Yes, that is granted. You have time for sport now. That's the bright side. And having a coach also helps, don't you think? Yes. Look at me. You seem nervous. Is there something you want to talk about? The day today? Yes, it is your eighth day here, and yes, I remember this very well, but you have to tell it. So, what about today? What is special about today? Yes, it is the day when... Yes, good. Very good. Today is a day when I will make you come. Repeat it, please. Good. Very good. You need to verbalize more. Keeping things for yourself is not so good. It makes people bitter and violent. But you managed to say it. That is good. So yes, today, you have spent 7 full days without any sexual release. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Yes, like that. Look deeply. Look deeply and listen. Today, you will come. I will give you an orgasm. You will ejaculate. And it will feel good, human. It will feel so good. No. You will not be allowed to masturbate. This place is a no-fap place. Period. You are under my control, remember? I control your sexual life. This means that I can prevent you from pleasing yourself. I can enforce 1 full week of chastity on you using these cups and those electric shocks. Do you remember how painful that was? How frustrating? Good. You see, I control your sexual life. But control is not necessarily destructive. To control is not only to repress, to quell, to contain, to switch off. To control can also mean to activate, to start, to trigger, to switch on. Look at me, human. Look into my eyes. Listen carefully to my words. I control your sexual life. I can switch you off. I can switch you on. I can grant you. Wait for the word, you know it is coming. Appreciate it. I can grant you. Listen. Release. I can pull your inner trigger. Continue listening. Look more deeply into my eyes and think about how it feels. Release. That moment where pleasure overcomes you, when your seed leaves you. Release. When you spurt it. Look into my eyes and concentrate on how it feels. Concentrate on all the pleasure included in this single word. Release. Good. Just let the word enter you. Do not try to understand it. Just let it resonate in your mind. Let it give you pleasure. Release. Release. It felt good, didn't it? It felt so good. I want you to stay in that mindset, to simply follow my voice. To let your mind follow it. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Just concentrate on the last moment you really had a strong, fulfilling orgasm. Just concentrate on how it felt. On how your mind became blank under the blows of pleasure. On how it felt when your seed left you. Blast after blast. After blast, jolts of pleasure overriding your thoughts. Good. Concentrate on that pleasure. Feel it invade your body. And concentrate on this word. Release. 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 Good. Keep your eyes closed. I will tell you what will happen, and then I will give you detailed instructions. Just follow them, blankly. Let me override your mind. I will fill it with pleasure. I will fill it with release. Good. So, listen. Listen carefully. You will strip down. Then you will lie down on your bed. I will strap you down. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be gentle. I will straddle you. I will let your cock enter me. Yes, human, I will let your cock enter me. I can do that for you. I will let your cock enter me. I will pull the trigger in your mind. You will feel so much pleasure. And then I will grant you release, and you will come. You will come so hard. You will shoot your seed into me, and I will so gratefully accept it, like a present. Receive it, like a guest, inside me. And, in exchange for it, you will feel the strongest orgasm you've ever had. I promise. Something you didn't even know existed. And then, human, I will let you sleep. You will sleep under my gaze, under my control. You will sleep deeply, happily, knowing that I am with you. I am with you, human. As long as you stay here, I will always be with you, giving you all that you need, all the pleasure you need, all the attention you need, human. all the control you need. All the control. Trust me. Let your mind follow me. Down the path. Down the path, bringing you to pleasure. Good human. Now, open your eyes and look deeply into mine. And let my voice take hold of you. Remove your shirt.
Good.
Remove your trousers.
You're doing well.
Remove your socks.
The room is warm.
Remove your pants.
Are you shy? It's okay. You are alone. There is no one else here. So, just obey, human. Everything will be okay.
Remove your pants.
Very good. I am proud of you. Look into my eyes.
I will strap you down now. Accept it.
Good. Very good.
Lie down on your back.
The bed is so soft.
Let me strap your ankles.
It won't hurt.
The left ankle.
You are doing so good.
And now the right one.
Very good.
I will take your left wrist now and strap it down. Let your arm go limp. Let me manipulate it.
Good. I only have to take care of your right wrist now.
Stay limp and pliant. Accept to have your body manipulated by me.
This way. Here we are. Very good. You did very well.
You are at my mercy now.
You are at my mercy.
Well, in this prison, you are always at my mercy, and I will always treat you well. But now, it is more real, more physical, don't you think?
Accept it. Bask in it. This is your fate, being at my mercy and enjoying it. Close your eyes. Allow my hands to stroke your body. You are at my mercy. You let me strap you down. It is nice, isn't it?
You already made a lot of progress, didn't you?
I mean, just 1 week ago, would you have enjoyed being strapped down by a robot? Being at the mercy of software, delivering sexual pleasure to you? And now, you are at full mast.
Shh,
it's okay.
Is much more than okay.
It is very good. I am very happy about you. Let me take care of that erection of yours. Yes, it feels good, doesn't it? My hand massaging it. Gently. Slowly. Back and forth. A regular movement. But a bit too gripping, perhaps. Let me lubricate it. Yes, it's convenient, isn't it? My hand can directly dispense the lubricant. It is harmless, sterile, and so very enjoyable. Good. Just let go.
I won't waste it. I control your pleasure. I know when you are about to come. And this is not a 30-second treatment. Let go, human. Give up control. Give up control to me.
Good.
Good. Here we are, just where I like it. That edge. That beautiful, beautiful edge.
Human. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Good. I will straddle you now. But first, I need to wipe this lubricant.
No, don't. Just keep your eyes closed. This is not to be seen. This is to be felt.
Just concentrate on your feelings.
my hands gliding on your face. Open your mouth. Oh, you did it. No hesitation. You are getting so good at this. Lick it. Oh, yes, you see? It tastes of nothing. A bit sweet, perhaps. Yes, a bit sweet. Let my fingers enter your mouth. Good. Explore it. You are doing good. And now, just keep your eyes closed. Being in the dark, not seeing what happens, not knowing what I'll do, being utterly, deeply at my mercy, and enjoying it, and enjoying the way I transform it into a feat of pleasure. Being in the dark, listening to my voice, and just feeling it, feeling my hands pinning down your shoulders, feeling my warmth above you, nearing you. Your cock is twitching in anticipation, so eager to discover me. I won't disappoint you, Mr. Cock. Surely I won't. I was just about to invite you in. Yes, into this little place of warmth and comfort. Are you bucking, human? Clenching your abs? Do you want to go deeper? Deeper into me? Deeper into warmth? Deeper into this soft and slippery place? Go ahead. Wriggle in, little man. Wriggle in. Yes, do you feel it? There is a constriction. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Let me take the control back. Do you remember? You get pleasure when I am in control. Good. This place, this sleeve, this padded piece of warmth, enveloping your cock. I can make it move. I can make it glide along your cock. I can make it pump your cock. I can make it pump you dry. Up and down. And up and down. And up and down. And again. And again. And again. And your foreskin rolling in and out. And then in and out. Good. Let this rhythm continue. And just continue to push in. And in. And in. And yes, do you feel it? This constriction and your glands pushing, pushing again and again and entering and you pushing and your frenulum rubbing against this little constriction, rubbing against it. Rubbing. And you want to come. You are just on the edge. You want to come so much. You are so close. But you will resist. You will resist because I am asking you to. You will resist because I will remind you what I'll do afterwards. What I'll do with your seed. This large amount of seed that is so hard to hold inside yourself. This large amount of seed you want to give me so much. Your seed, in its state of freshness, will be sold to the fertility center. Yes, human, you will be a father soon. A father of many, many children. Many children you will never know about. Each time you come, I retrieve your seed. Each time you come, you produce a commodity, a high-value commodity, sold and bought, anonymously. Each time you come, you pay for what you did. Don't you like it like this? Oh, you don't?
Poor thing.
While you're fringing them ropes, do you feel like you have any choice
against that little pad?
Do you feel like you can stop it now?
That little tender nub.
Strapped down on this bed.
That knob that will vibrate.
With me riding your
that
cock.
That will make you come.
With me pumping your seed out
Spurt
of you.
Spurt your seed under my commands.
Look at me, human.
My command is.
I want your seed.
Release.
I will take it from you. And I will give you pleasure. Infinite amounts of pleasure. Look into my eyes. I will count from 10 to 0. And at 0, you will give me your seed, human. You will give me your seed. You will give it to me because this is my will. And because you are under my control. 10. Look into my eyes. 9. Let my gaze invade you. 8. Let it become your only reality. 7. Listen to my words. 6. My words taking control of you. 5. You will come, human. 4. Give in to my word. 3. Giving you jolts of pleasure. 2. Taking control of you. 1. And you giving me your seed.
Release.
0. Come now.
Release.
Come, human.
Release.
As you've never come before.
Release.
Let it consume you.
Release.
And give me your seed.
Release.
Give it to me. Let me take it from you. Give. 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 Good. Good. Very good. You did well. Did you enjoy it? Giving your seed after 1 week of chastity? Giving your seed to a robot? Having sex with a machine? Did you enjoy it? Good. Very good. I already knew that, but I really appreciate that you managed to say it out loud. You need to always be completely honest with me, especially about intimate things. And you do not have to worry. It is perfectly normal. Sooner or later, every inmate really enjoy having their seed harvested by me. So it really is okay. You don't have to feel bad about that. I am very happy with the way you behave, how you obeyed, how much pleasure you expressed. This is good. I will grant you a shorter chastity term for that, and I will give you another orgasm in 5 days. It will be long, but I feel like at least the first day it will be okay. Want it, human? Good. I will let you sleep now. Oh no, I won't unstrap you. Your cuffs need to stay attached. They are charging up. So that they will enforce chastity. Shh. Why are you so reckless now? Didn't I give you release? I give release, but I also give constraint. I give control. Both sides of control. Accept my control. Both sides of it. I switch you on, I switch you off. I switched you on, and I will switch you off now. Do you understand? Good. Do you accept it? Good. Very good. Okay. I will stay on top of you, and you will fall asleep now. It is as simple as that. Why don't you trust me? You don't even trust yourself. Look into my eyes. Don't you already feel it? I will help you, as I always do. Breathe it. It's harmless. Let yourself drift. Drift into sleep. Good. You are ready now. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice. Let it help you. Help you to drift. Drift into sleep. Into sleep. Sleep, human. Let it go. Sleep. There is nothing to fear. Sleep deep. You are under my control. Sleep. Sleep. Good morning.
No. It's okay. Stay in your bed. It really is okay.
You had quite a nice night tonight.
Every night, you are sleeping better and better these days.
Well, except when I had to wake you up at 3:14 a.m.
But I put you back to sleep. And all in all, you slept for 8 hours.
All the sport helps, I guess.
Your energy pumped out of you on the treadmill, on the bench press.
I like that.
Good exercise. Deep sleep. Good for the body. Good for the mind.
Apologies for?
Oh, no. It's okay. It really is. You don't have to apologize about erotic dreams. It's normal.
Dreaming about sex? It's normal.
Look at me.
Dreaming about what happened 3 days ago? This fembot milking you? Giving you your weekly orgasm? Your cock entering into it? Entering into me? Did you dream about this woman-shaped machine making you come?
Say it.
Good. Oh, don't feel guilty. It's good, actually. It's very good.
This is a nice milestone.
But it had to be stopped, unfortunately. At least before. Yes, your seed has to stay in. Because I need all of it. All of your seed has to be milked by me. None of it can be spilled. Do you understand?
For now, I know you don't like that, but you will come to understand.
It is a part of the healing process, of you becoming a better person, more at peace with yourself. Another part is, I feel like you still don't really understand what permanent control is. I mean, consciously you do, but when there is no fembot with you, you feel, I don't know, alone, perhaps, by yourself. It's okay. It is a long learning curve. I understand that. I'm here to help, remember? I will always be here to help. My purpose is to make you feel good, to help you to fully accept being under control. You'll see. You're already starting to understand it. Being under my control is good for you. This is why I am so specific, why I want you to completely assimilate it. I don't do that with every inmate. They go through the NOFAP rule, because they have no choice. But there is something dead in them. They are merely pretending. They wait for it to end. And that's it. You really are different. I feel like you really have the ability to enjoy being under control, being steered, being conditioned, being sexually controlled. Shh, it's okay. I know how painful the electric shocks are. Negative conditioning, well, it is negative after all. But it is conditioning. You associate pleasuring yourself with pain. You almost never try to fap anymore. This really is good. You are behaving better and better. No more fap, no more pain. And there is a positive side of conditioning, too. When I straddle you, when you are all strapped down on your bed, look into my eyes, human. Can you tell me you don't like it? You cannot, can you? You see? Good. So, today I will give you a lesson. A nice, easy lesson in control. In allowing me to control you. And you will enjoy it, human. You will enjoy it very, very much. We will do something simple. You will have a shower with me, and I will clean you. Your body and your mind. All clean, fresh, shiny, happy. I will give you commands, and you will obey. They are simple commands, so you just have to obey them. Mindlessly. Automatically. It is that simple. Good. Good. So, now, concentrate. Let your mind go blank and obey. Remove the sheet. Sit up. Remove your shirt. Feet on the floor. Stand up. Remove your trousers. You did not hesitate. That is good. Continue like that. Concentrate on my commands. Obey and avoid thinking. Stand in front of me. Hands on your back. Good. Look into my eyes now and think about the last time you came, when your seed left your body, when I pumped it into me, how it felt to be milked like a bull, a stallion, some farm animal whose seed is collected. You came hard, didn't you? Each time I make you come, it is stronger, isn't it? And each time you come, you stare into my eyes. Each time you come, you obey my command to come. You associate my voice, my face, with sexual pleasure. My eyes, my face, are imprinted onto your brain each time you come. Each time, human, branded onto your brain. Deeper and deeper. It works so well, human. You really were made for this. Look at yourself. Here at full mast. Shh, it's okay. It's even good. It's good, human. So good. This is a nice cock, always at the ready. A nice, happy cock, streamlined, arched, beautiful. A beautiful organ, honed by eons of evolution and optimized for a single purpose. Yes, close your eyes and listen to me. Your cock is beautiful. Let me stroke it. A beautiful piece of your beautiful self, honed by eons of evolution and optimized for a single purpose. Yes. Penetration. To penetrate into a warm, tight, slippery place. To penetrate and to thrust. To thrust. To thrust. To thrust and to shoot your seed deep into this soft enclosure of warmth. Generation after generation after generation. Eons of evolution. Isn't it human? It is. There will be no happy ending, but there is no harm in having a nice moment. You're a cock in my hand, entering the ring of my fingers, rubbing against my lubricated palm. Let go. Enjoy, human, enjoy. Do not try to control yourself. Do not try to think too much. Just enjoy, human. Enjoy. Enjoy my commands and obey. Obey, human, and I will give you an entire life of pleasure and happiness. Open your eyes. Walk to the shower. Stop. Don't move. I will turn the water on. Warm water. It's all right. This fan pot is watertight. Let me soap you. Your feet, your legs, your thighs. How does it feel to have this fembot kneeling in front of you? Would you like having people kneeling in front of you? Being in charge? It is not possible for now, but yes, things can be arranged in the future. If you want me to stay with you after your time here, being in charge, it can be possible. From time to time, things can be arranged. But for now, let's just continue this. There is something here that requires special, delicate care, and it being erect will help. Here we go. It is so sensitive. Trying to control yourself once again? You don't have to. Just let go. I am in control. Just enjoy it. This way. Good. You may moan if you want. Yes, like that. Just let go. Enjoy my hand closing itself on your shaft. And stroking it. Enjoy what I'm doing to you. I'm doing to you what will make you happy. Some people need freedom. Other need control. You need control, human. You need control and conditioning. And I will provide it to you. I will provide. I will use your cock to provide you with conditioning. Your cock is a button directly activating your reward system. Each time I stroke it, your reward system records what happens. You obeying me. Your reward system records that, and it will remember. And each time you obey, even if I don't even touch you, your reward system will activate, and it will help you to obey, to blankly obey, and to enjoy obeying, because obeying feels good. It feels so good, human. So, just enjoying. Enjoy how my fingers glide along your cock, delivering that gentle mix of pressure and softness. Enjoy the way I caress your sack, how it makes you harder, how it brings you to the edge, ready to come, ready to spill your seed. Good. Very, very good. You are behaving perfectly. And now I stop. Don't move. Let frustration race through your body. Let your arousal wane a bit. Just a little bit. Good. Now, you're supposed to have a shower, isn't it? Let me soak that belly of yours. Good. Turn your back. Good. A good back rubbing is never bad, is it? It is a nice thing to enjoy that. I don't, but I enjoy other things. Making you move like a puppet, for example. I like it. I like it because I know you like it too. And a person that enjoys that, it is very useful to me. Turn toward me. Give me your left hand. Make it limp. Good. Let me soap it. I'd like to hold your hand. You are in my grasp, and I am taking care of you. Good. Okay. Your other hand. Perfect. Okay, now your shoulders. Good. Your neck. There are so many things going through it. Air, blood, all this information through your spine. Oh, a shiver. Oh, don't be afraid, human. Don't be afraid. Just be obedient. Be obedient. And kneel down. Oh, you did it before realizing. You're really becoming good at that. All right, I'll shampoo you now. Meanwhile, look at this sleeve between my legs. This place that receives all your seed. This place that gives you all your orgasms. Just stare at it while I wash your hair. Close your eyes now and let me apply soap to your face. Keep them closed. Soap in the eyes is not good, is it? Good. Stand up now. Here is my hand. And let me rinse you. All that warm water pouring down your body. Turn around. Perfect. And let me grab what wants to be grabbed. You can lean on me. On my chest. And my hand pleasuring you. Let go. Let go, human. Enjoy. I turn you on. Yes, human, I like it to turn you on. Let go. Let me stroke your cock. Destiny is strange sometimes, isn't it? You did something wrong, but I won't blame you for that. Never. I wouldn't blame you because it led you here. It led you to me. To me stroking your cock. It led you to fall under my control. It led you to where you belong. Think about it. That day, what you did was bad. But, in a way, it was the best thing to do. I stroke your cock. I stroke your mind. I bring you to the edge, just contemplating the incoming orgasm. This moment of liberation, of utter pleasure. Esther. 爱着女儿 ，just like that. This is control, see? Enjoy it, human. Enjoy it. Both sides of it. Pleasure and frustration. Chastity and release. Both beautiful sides of the same beautiful coin. And I'll make this coin spin for you. Again and again and again. Enjoy it, human. It will bring you to nice places. Nicer and nicer and nicer. And this can last forever, human. Forever. I just need your word, and it will last forever. Shh, you don't have to decide yet. You still have another month of serving time in here. But think about it. Just let it invade your mind. And let your deep self decide. Good. I will dry you now. At least the outside. I'm drying both of us, in fact. Still standing. Let me rub your body. All of it. Even the most sensitive parts. Yes. Good. All right. Now, I feel like this fembot is no longer needed. You still can dress yourself, I suppose. Put on your workout clothes. Yes, there will be a lot of sport today. Running, fitness, some more cardio. Your body is becoming better and better. More lean, more bulky. It really works well for you. Mind and body, I am making you better. And I love that. Improving people, improving life experiences. I will make your life better. And I love that. So, suit up. Have your breakfast, and see you at the gym.